So this shir in a way would be a shir of preda. I've been 3 days in Los Angeles and I've said many shiurim in yeshivas and in kollelim and in botim medrash. And since it was publicized that this shir will be oisik halacha lamais and hilchas pesach, many shailas arrive, and I won't be able to elaborate and deal at length with many. So a few interesting shailas which we will be talking about. And first, we will be discussing the topic of kidney oisik. And someone asked what my opinion is about quinoa, whether quinoa would be prohibited of kidneys or not. I understand that it was a big controversy in America, and we will be dealing with this shaila as well. So kidneys is a minag Ashkenaz, many years. The Chai Odom writes, Zekamo meyoy shonim, without specifying exactly how many years, but approximately 1,000 years since the minig was in Skabel in Kehilos Ashkenaz, the prohibition of kidneys. And the Beis Yosef doesn't pass in this Isser, but on Tov Nun Gimel, in the first Sif, when the Mechaber writes, Eile Dvorim Shiyotzevem Yedeichoy Vismatze Bechitim Besoyrim Bekusmen Bishoboy Reshualo Beshifon. In other words, Chameshis Mine Dogen, Avaloba Orez Veshar Mine Kitnios Umuta Lasuis Mehem Tafshel. So the Mechaber says, you could use rice or other type of beans and kidneys and cook them and eat them on Pesach. The Ramor writes, Yesh oislim v'haminag ba'ashkenaz lahachmir v'ein l'shanois. But nevertheless, the Ramor indicates that there are 3 halachas with which kidneys are different than chometz. On one hand, minag Ashkenaz lachmia ve'ein l'shanis miu poshut she'ein oisrim b'diyeved im noflu l'toch tavshil. Taroivis kidneys, if kidneys is noflu l'toch tavshil, ein oisrim b'diyeved, you cannot consume kidneys l'chatchila. But a taroivis im noflu l'toch tavshil, ein oisrim b'diyeved, v'chein muta l'hadlik v'shmanim ha'na'asim behem, because it's not osor b'hanoah, Einam oisim im noflo letoch atavshel, v'chein mutar lahashot mine kitnias bebayis. In other words, there is no balyarov v'balyamotze. There is no isa hanot. There only is a isa rachila, and even the isa rachila is limited be'ein, aval einam oisim es atavshel. Those are the 3 halachos with which kitnias are different than chometz. What is the rationale of the Issar in kidneys? The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotn Vav brings, but it's not a Kiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. It is the same that we find in the Beis Yosef and in various Rishonim. There are 2 different reasons for the Minig to keep away from kidneys. One is, it was very common in days of yore, and even in our times, it's difficult to make sure that there is no taroivis of dogen and kidneys, because usually the fields of corn and beans are similar, same climate, same type of soil. So usually the fields of chito and seora and mina dogen are samach, are at close proximity to the corn fields, and therefore it was very difficult to make sure that there would be no taroivis of chito or seora in the corn or various different mina kidneys. Umechashash taroivis chometz, minag Ashkenaz was to stay away and abstain from using kidneys. That is one reason. The other reason is somewhat a type of gzeira dilma osi le'echlufe, because in many countries, when people couldn't afford grains, couldn't afford chameshas mina dogen, and kidneys were far cheaper, weren't as expensive, they used to make bread from corn and other types of kidneys, and therefore it was a chashash of osi le'ichlufe. And if we were matar kidneys, they might be matar chameshes mine dogen as well, and that was the reason that we do not eat kidneys. So the Mishnah Berurah brings both reasons. In the Rishonim, we find them both. Trumas Hadeshen is one of the most important sources of the Isser Kidneys. Trumas Hadeshen, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, Mordechai Tov Kuf Peches, Maharil in Hilchos Pesach, they all write that the Yisr of Kitnius is somewhat of a harchoka. Dilma osi le'ichlufa b'chameishas me'edogan. On the other hand, Ritva, Psochem Lamed Hei, as well as the Meiri in Psochem Kufu Dalet, they write that the minig to Aser Kitnius is based on the chashash. Maybe there might be a teroivis of Dogen, and that was the reason that many Kehillas kept away from Kitnius. So as we all know, and as is indicated in the first Sif in Toch Nun Gimel that we just learned a few moments ago, in the Sephardic Kehillas, the Sisa was not accepted, but in Ashkenaz, as the Nemu writes, Mineg l'achmio, v'ein l'shanot min ha-minhag. Might there be a difference in halacha between the two different tamim, the two different rationale why Kitnius is also? Might, nishbehechreach, doesn't have to be, but there might be a difference. There's a major machloikis in the poiskim. What is the kavona of the Ramo? When the Ramo writes twice, miu poshut she'ein oisrim b'di'eved emnoplu letoch ha'tahshio. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siv Koton Tes, Ein oislim b'di'eved em noflu l'toch ha'tavshil v'mayri sheyesh al kol ponem rov b'heiter de'im loken lo mikre taroi v'sklal v'ava koich l'tavshil mekitnias atzma. So the Mishnah Berurah explains when the Ramo says as kitnias ein oislim is atavshil em noflu l'toch ha'tavshil, at least there's got to be a rov of heter and the kitnias is a miyut. It is the minority of the food in that dish, in that pot. So it is very clear in Mishnah Berurah, we don't need bitul b'shishim. Even if the heter is a bit more than the kitnias doesn't answer. However, the source of this halacha is in Tumas Hadeshin Kufyu Gimel, and the Tumas Hadeshin writes, Loi gazru iser mashu b'kitnias, but you need shishim, like every taroivis mim b'she'einoi minoi. So the Mishnah Berurah is based on the Chok Yaakov, and it's very interesting. The Chok Yaakov, on the spot in Toch Nun Gimel, Shulchan Aruch HaRav as well, and many other Achronim, understood that when the Ramo says, Einoi oisrim es atashel, it is not only that there is no Isar Mashu, you don't need shishim. All you need is a roiv. What does mean b'she'ein aminoi? And by yisav ha'heter mean b'she'ein aminoi, you need bitul b'shishim. But kitnius is different, and you don't need bitul b'shishim. So it is interesting that the major achronim, Chok Yaakov, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Mishnah Berurah, their interpretation of the Ramo was, it is enough if the heter is mashu yoiso, Mahakitnius, and you don't need bitul b'shishim. Apple P. The source of the halachos in Tumas Hadeshin, and Tumas Hadeshin is very clear. You need bitul b'shishim. By chometz, by cheshash chometz, there's an isur mashu. In kitnius, there is no isur mashu. But all the achroinim rejected the shit of the Tumas Hadeshin, probably because of the lashon of the Ramo. The Ramo writes, Einom oislim b'di eved imnaflu l'toch ha'tavshol. And in the continuation of the Sif, he writes once again, Einam oisim imnoflo l'toch ha'tavshol. Im timtzaloi mishetzorach bitul b'shishim, this wouldn't be the proper formulation of the halach. Then the Ramo should have said, Einoi oisir b'mashehu. Einoi oisim es ha'tavshol. Imnoflo l'toichoi seems to indicate quite clearly that you don't need shishim. The Mishnah Berurah just points out, at least, you need a rov keneged kidneys. So, l'chayda, this shayla depends, what is the time? What is the reason that we keep away from kidneys? If it's a chashash chometz, then obviously we should demand bitul b'shishim. If it's not a chashash chometz, there is no chashash chometz, it's just a harachoka, a minig of a harachoka, of a gzeira, then it makes sense that b'taroivis loy gozru, gozru be'ein, but not b'taroivis. B'taroivis, the minig wasn't accepted. However, even if the original minig was the cause of a chashash taroivis chometz, one could still argue it is a very remote chashash. You could check the kidneys, you could differentiate, you could clean it from any taroivis of Dagon, and therefore, because it's only a very remote chashash and a minag b'yalma, we are mako if there is a rav heter. But it does make sense to argue, after all, in Tumas Adeshin is mavua that you do need shishim, so it does make sense to argue that if the reasoning, if the rationale to this minag is because of chashash kometz, then we need shishim. But if there is no chashash kometz, it's just a harchoka, dilma osi la'achlufe, then in that case, lo nahagu v'loy gazu ela be'ein, aval when it's not be'ein, b'taroibis lo nahagu v'loy gazu. So maybe this difference of opinion is mitletalia, depends on the two basic interpretations of the Issa of kidneys. Divrei Malkiel, one of the great poiskim in Lithuania, and later in Chelik Dalad and Simachov Beis, we have the Shtar Mechiras Chometz of the Divrei Malkiel. So he has the Nusach of his Shtar, and in the footnotes, different interpretations and Pirushim of his Shtar Mechira. And a tremendous chiddush we find in the Shtar Mechira of the Divrei Malkiel, that they sold kidneys. And in the Ramoz Mefurish, that there is no kpeida to sell kidneys. The Ramo writes, Mutar lahashos minei kidneys bebayis. So where did the Divrei Malkiel pick up a minag to sell kidneys, which is lechayra, makes no sense. So once again, if the Tam that we keep away from kidneys, maybe there is chita or se'oro, chameshes mina dogan, well, just as we would sell chameshes mina dogan, we would sell kidneys as well. But if it's only a harchoka, lo nahagu le'esor ela achila, but not bal yaroa ve'bal yemot. Number three, lecha'oro, there is no issue of kidneys, only if the kidneys was soaked in water. Even chita v'se'oro is not chometz. Rabbi say, well, probably most of the matzahs are made out of chameshes min adogim. Yes, we could assume. If it's not made out of chameshes min adogim, then it's not a matzah. And you can't be yotze. So there is no issa chometz only if you have water. So why wouldn't we eat peanuts or rice or corn? As long as you keep it away from water, what would be the chashash iser? Some akroinim really maintain that the iser of kidneys is only if the kidneys were in water. This brings us once again back to the most basic sources of kidneys, the early sources, Tumas Adeshin, one of the most basic sources to the iser of kidneys, because Tumas Adeshin was the father of Minhag Ashkenaz, together with the Maharil. Tumas Adeshin makes it very clear there's no Issa, only if the kidneys were soaked in water. If they would be grain, there would be a chashash chometz. But if it's kidneys be'ein, and they didn't come into maga, they weren't exposed to water, what would be the chashash? However, most other achroinim maintain Mama Mordechai, one of the Choshev Svom Shechon Ocharachayim in Simen Tov Nun Gemal, he writes that the minig is kidneys not to eat, not to consume kidneys, regardless of whether they were soaked in water or not. So this brings us once again back to the two different shitness. If the is of kidneys is maybe there is chita v'sa'ira b'neim, well, nobody asks the consumption of chita v'sa'ira. We eat matzahs, so why would kidneys be different? But if it's just some type of a minigin zeta, then maybe we would prohibit kidneys in any event. Is the basic inyan of kidneys a takona or a minhag? Well, kidneys is not found in the Gemara. Only be a meharishoinim. And one of the basic yesoides in darkei ha'atakona that we find in the introduction of the Rambam to Perash HaMishnah L'Shas, and once again in the Rosh, La'acha chasim es ha'talmud, no one has the authority to be goyzek zeis. Any beizdin, any rov could be metatin takonas for his kehillah. But it is only in his lifetime and in his kehillah.
only Chazal had the authority to be Goyze Gzeres and Matak and Katonis for eternity. So, would this be a minig or a gzeira? The Chasam Soifer Siman Kuf Chof Beis in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, his expression is that it's a gzeira. But maybe that is only a loshen. Most of the Rishonim indicate also the Mordechai that I quoted before, the Mordechai in Tov Kuf Peches and Mesechet Sochim, the Issa Kitnias is a minhag and not a gzeira. And that makes more sense because we do not find anywhere that the word go is a gzeira, but rather a minhag. What is interesting to note is even though the minhag of Kitnias is 1,000 years old and the Ramos says Ein Lishanis, there were some achronim that weren't very happy about the Issa of Kitnias. I'm not talking about the Psalm Emroish. The Psalm Emroish, no one knows whether he was a Rishon or an Achron, whether he was Bachlau. And in all probability, I don't know whether you're familiar with the Sefer Psalm Emroish. Psalm Emroish was a Sefer that was printed 300 years ago. And the Moitzi La'or argued that he found Kisveyad from the Rosh and other Rishonim. I'm an Einikel of Mordechai Benet, and that's why whenever I quote the Sefer, I must just say that Mordechai Benet argued that the Sefer is a ziuf. It's a forgery, and he argues that there are divrei minus in the Sefer. Ba'altishken ba'ohar cho avlo. He said you're not allowed to keep it, but the Vekivege quotes him more than once. So. Anyway, there's a big question mark hovering over the Psalm Emroish. So the Psalm Emroish in Shimem Vov writes that it's a minhag that came from the Karoim. It's very strange. Very strange, because this minhag is found in all the Rishonim. In the Beit Yosef deals with it at great length, and the Ma'aril, and the Ritva, and the Rosh Hashas, and others. So the Psalm Emroish is malaglig on the Isra of Kitnias. And that is ample reason to reject the Psalm Emroish as a whole, the way he relates to Kitnias. But the biggest chiddush is Rabbi Yankev Emden in Moiruk Tzio, and his Sefer Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Tov Nun Gimel, Rabbi Yankev Emden writes, Ashrei mi shivater et haminhag hara hazeh. But we can't do it. We don't have the authority. And he quotes in the name of his great father, the Chacham Tzvi, that he was very unhappy with the meaning of Kitnias. Their argument was that it's a chumre de osel lidei kula, because there were so many shilas with the matzis in their time. Not in every little town did they have the expertise and the proper hashgacha to make matzis. There shouldn't be a chashash chumis. So the Chacham Tzvi Rabbi Yankev Emden argued we would prefer that people eat bread made of kidneys. There would be less chashash chumis. And who made this takona anyway? So Rabbi Yankev Emden is very angry about the minhag, but even he says that it's not bekocheinu to be in a battle. Just to appreciate exactly who Rabbi Yankev Emden was and what his derech and halacha was, in Chelik Beis of She'ilas Yavetz and Siman Chof, there's a fascinating line from Rabbi Yankev Emden. He writes, Shomati ma'ovi moiri, Sheshoma mibal chelkas machoikik, the chelkas machoikik is one of the choshev and noise kelem and even ezer, שאינו ראוי לאדם להוריד את שערו, אלא אם כן ביודעו לעקור ולמחוק סעיף מן השולחן ערוך. And then he writes בנובי יסירה, ואני לא נוהגתי כן אלו כמה פעמים. So, you can't be a poisek unless you could erase a סעיף from the שולחן ערוך. That's what Rabbi Yankev Emden writes. But those were only very few of the achronim. The vast majority of Achroinim, even one generation after the Shulchan Aruch, write Kol Achoyla Kol of Kachoyla Kala Shchino, and all the Achroinim accepted the Piske Aloch of the Shulchan Aruch as it would be Moshe Mepia Gvuro. But the Yankev Emden was different, and also regarding the Minig of Kidneys. But anyway, that is the Yesoid Hadvorim. I remember years ago I got a telephone call about an hour before the Sun, Erev Pesach in the afternoon. A younger man who was terribly, terribly distressed and disturbed, that his wife, they have many guests for the Seder, and after his wife finished cooking, she noticed that some of the spices she used on the wrapper, it said, L'orich l'kidneys, spices that were kidneys, and she finished cooking everything, Do we have to throw it all out or sell it in the chometz? And, you know, is Shver and Shviger and father and mother are coming for the Seder. What will they do? And I paskin, no, they could eat it. Why? Because there are more rights. Einoi oiso es atapshul b'taroides. So, if we need bittul b'shishim, then we would have a big problem, because tavlin afilu be'elef lo bo'otev. Tavlin is avid al-tama. And what's avid al-tama? Einoi bottle afilu be'elef. However, most of the achroinim maintain that we don't need bittul b'shishim. All we need is rav. And therefore, according to this interpretation, which is the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Chok Yankiv, and the Mishnah Brura, there would be no Isser, because spices are Ovid Letama, Einom B'Telem, Afilu Be'elef, but after all, it's a Teroivis, it's only a mute. And because we're dealing with kidneys, the Kvakosav Be'igris Moshe, or Chaim Chele Gimel Sime Samach Gimel, that any suffix be kidney as we go lakula, can it be more than an issa de rabbonon, v'sveike de rabbonon lakula? So kidney is merely a minag, it doesn't have more weight than an issa de rabbonon, and therefore sveikoi lakula, so we definitely could rely on the Chok Yankam and the Mishavrua and other poiskim that say, you don't need bitl b'shishim, you don't need bitl tam, and therefore I ask him that they could use the food. Even though it's just interesting to note that the Maram Shik writes in a tshuva, which is really a big chiddush, but after all, it is in the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik writes that the minag is to have separate kalim. If you have children or a choyla that uses kidneys, you should have separate kalim. And that minag doesn't fit in with the psak of the Ramah, because the Ramah says, Ein oisra tachyo. You know, to aser kalim is more, you know, is a bigger chiddush than to aser a tafshel. And if the Amorites say ainu oisa a tafshel, why would there have been a minig to have extra kalim? And some of baby formulas are made out of kidneys. So, family that has little babies usually have separate kalim for the children that eat kidneys. So that is the minig. So minig Ashkenaz is to be very, very machmir. However, b'shas atchak, in an amatzav of b'di'eved, and not to disrupt entirely the simchas yamtiv, I paskin that one could rely on most of the achroinim, including the Mishnah Brura, and they could use the food that they prepared. Is kinua b'chlal kidneyis or not? This is a very interesting shayla, like some other shaylas regarding the Isra of kidneys. So the Moshe has a very famous tshuva, the same tshuva that I quoted before, Chele Gimel Simesamach Gimel, regarding peanuts. Could one eat peanuts on Pesach? The Moshe says yes, and he has a very interesting argument. The Isra of kidneys is only those kidneys that were available when this Isser was instituted 1,000 years ago or 800 years ago. And as we know, they had no peanuts. Peanuts is one of the foodstuffs that came from the Americas back to Europe about 500 years ago. And therefore peanuts weren't available when this Isser was in Escabo. And therefore it is not included in the Isser of kidneys. That is the Moshe's Chiddush. I find this Chiddush very questionable, because anybody that will do a little bit of research, there are many other foods that weren't available in Europe. One of them is the famous potato. Potatoes were brought first from the Indians in America, brought back to Europe about 500 years ago. So in the time of the Maharil and the Tumas Edeshin and the Shoni Ashkenaz, there were no potatoes. Are potatoes kidneys or not? Today, people would smile if we would say potatoes, kidneys, ma'akesha, v'sa shaykhas others. But the Chochmas Odom writes that in Fjorda, in Germany, the minig is not to eat potatoes, because they argued potatoes are kidneys. And the Prima Godem in Simen Tov Nun Gimel writes, why aren't potatoes kidneys? Because of their size. Lo yosel echlifa v'chito v'sa'oro v'shevoy l'shual v'shifon, because they look very different. They're mere size. A potato is huge next to grain or oats or barley. So all these achronim dealt with the question, are potatoes kidneys, aren't potatoes kidneys? They probably were aware 300 years ago that potatoes aren't 1,000 years old. Maybe they didn't know, but probably they would know. And nobody says that potatoes aren't kidneys because they weren't available in the achronim. A greater kasha, corn. Corn is kidneys. Nobody eats, Ashkenazim don't eat corn. Corn was introduced to Europe 100 years later than potatoes, and corn also was brought to Europe from America. Quinoa originated with the Incas in South America. And when the Europeans came to South America, quinoa was unpopular, and only in the past 50 years was it once again discovered and made very popular. But there was no quinoa in Europe. There never was quinoa in Europe. It comes from South America. So I think that the question of quinoa depends in this discussion. So according to the Moshe, quinoa would not be prohibited. It wasn't available to be made Achronim, but neither was corn, neither was potatoes. And the Achronim deal with potatoes, and corn is neskabel that it is kidneys. We Ashkenazim don't eat corn on Pesach. And therefore, Rav Moshe's Chiddush definitely wasn't accepted by most of the great poskim throughout the ages. According to Rav Moshe, there's no reason to keep away from eating corn. And therefore, in my opinion, one should not use quinoa on Pesach, even though it isn't vada kidneys, but it's difficult to define what kidneys is. Kidneys is beans, an entire family, which isn't really grain. Quinoa probably fits into the basic description of kidneys. It is doima to chameshes mina dogen. It could be consumed in the same fashion as chameshes mina dogen. You could bake quinoa just like you bake chuto or sa'ira, and therefore, l'anias dati, one should not eat quinoa on Pesach, and that would be considered kidneys.
You make a mezainis on it?
On quinoa? No. No, it's not chameshes mina dogen.
Rice is not either.
Well, we make mezonos on rice. We don't make mensholosh on rice, but we do make mezonos. So I don't know. I think quinoa, if it's baked, maybe we would make a mezonos. But I think the proper bracha on quinoa would be adamo. I make adamo on quinoa. But I do think that it should be considered kidneys, and we should try not to eat quinoa on Pesach.
The Moshe does mention potatoes.
So what does he say about potatoes?
That's why it's mutter, because they didn't have.
Yes, but most of the great achronim deal with the question of potatoes, and they don't say this word. That is my argument. Well, the Chochmas Sodom and the Prima Godim and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch all deal with the question of potatoes, and they offer various svaras lechumra velekula, and the same regards corn. Corn was introduced to Europe from America, and therefore, you know, one of the great kalolim in Piske Halacha and Darke Apsat is what the Chazanish writes in Shvi'a Siman Zayin, and it appears twice in the Beis Meir. Yofish Tikosin Shel Rishonim Epirushon Shel Achronim. A new svara. This is a topic all the Achronim dealt with, and nobody said this svara, and therefore, What we are to learn from this phenomenon is that the Achronim didn't accept this svara. And it is also, there is no hechreach in svara, because I don't think the issa in kidneys refers to specific types of foodstuff. Because why don't we find any list in the Rishonim or the Kadmonim what is kidneys? What is defined as kidneys? We don't find any specifics, and therefore I think that the minig of kidneys was a general minig. Anything that is not chameshes mina dogen, but it is similar to chameshes mina dogen, is b'chal the gedera of kidneys. Because even b'yamei harishonim, no, it's a minig. So there was no committee, there was no vada rabbonim to sit down and decide exactly what is included in the gedera of kidneys. We don't find any lists in the Rishonim and the Poskim, and therefore, my feeling is that the minig of kidneys was a general minig or a general tekona. anything that is similar to Chameshes Minadogim, but it is not Chameshes Minadogim, should not be used on Pesach. And therefore, it makes no difference whether quinoa was available via Man HaRishonim or not. It is similar to Chameshes Minadogim. It is consumed in the same fashion. You could make cereal out of quinoa. You know, it looks like Chameshes Minadogim. You could bake quinoa, and it would appear like a cake or like bread. And therefore, it is included in the Gezeirah of Kiddush.
So in the case where the Shaul called and asked that the spice was used, so there's machlokes the poskim, and the Rav passing them that that's mutter, but it's machlokes the poskim. So do they have to be modia the guests who are coming that we're relying on those who are makel versus those who are not makel? Meaning if I'm makel in Chol Yisrael, in Chol Achim, I can't serve it to someone who's Yashin or whatever it is, you have to
modia people. I pass into them specifically that they don't have to be modia. And I think it's different. Right. If you're relying on Chol HaVakum, you do have to tell your guests that this is Chol HaVakum and you rely on the Moshe's Pesach. Or other things that are shown by Machlokes. But a Machlokes that was 500 years ago, and all the Achronim were Machriya Lekula, you don't have to notify another person. You could assume that this father that comes to eat by the son didn't paskin against the Mishnah Berurah and the Chok Yankov in the opinion of the Tumas Adeshin. So why for the Ayakov? Why just make him nervous? Well, what's the point? So a minig that is a matter of dispute in our time, you have no right to impose your kula on others. So if you serve milk, and your guest might not want Chol HaVakum, and you do use Chol HaVakum, of course you have to tell him. But in our case, you know, this is the machlokes within the Tumas Adeshin Machlok Yankov, and the Achronim Paskin, what they Paskin, and usually we rely on the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah is Makel, so why do you have to get into it? So if I got me, you don't ask the touch. Another topic which was brought up, and I would like to deal with it, Bekitzer, is do we have to sell stocks of companies that might have chametz bePesach? So the first chelik shalos tshuvos min chasosha, which came out not long ago in Siman Kufei and Kuvav, I have two simonim, two tshuvos I wrote about stocks generally. Is a person entitled to buy stocks of companies that might have chametz in Pesach, companies that deal with ribbis, and other chasoshas of Isser Toil? So this is a machloikis that goes back almost 200 years. Chuvas Maram Shik, Yerodea Kuf Nun Ches, Chuvas Mahar Yohalevi, who was a Ben Doiroi of the Maram Shik, who was Roman Lemberg after the Doiroi Lameshiv, Simon Kuf Kof Daled, and the great Talmud of the Maram Shik, who was the Marshag, Reb Shimon Greenfeld, one of the Gedolim in Hungary, and Yerodea Simon Gimel, and he has an argument with his Rebbe, the Maram Shik. They deal with Chometz VePesach and with Isser Ribis. And they describe a very basic and raw version of a modern corporation, as in our time. So they deal with a Spurkasse. Probably some of you speak Yiddish. A Spurkasse is a savings account or a Kupat Chisachon. And that was a very basic version of a bank. I don't think Morgan Stanley would recognize the Spurkasse from the times of the Maram Shik. You know, everything has changed in 200 years, but the basic idea was the same. And the Maram Shik deals with Aktias. Aktias is shares in the Spurkasse. And the basic question is, how do we define bylaws of a modern corporation, of a company, especially a public company, which is on the stock market? Who is the buyer? And just to explain what the Shaila is, buyers has various different manifestations. How do we define buyers? Well, usually the buyer could decide what to do with their money. He could give it away, he could keep it, he could burn his house if he wishes to do so. He has a problem with Baltashas, but in monetary terms, it is his, and he can do whatever he wants to do with his house. he also is the one that will eat the profits of his house. If you have a tree, if the tree is yours, then the fruit is yours. You don't have to make a kinyan in the fruit, because everything that grows out of what is yours belongs to you. So when we're dealing with a company, there are three different bodies, and the different functions of balas are divided between them. Shareholders, the shareholders will get the dividends. Ultimately, they will enjoy the profits. They will bear the losses. If the shares go down or go up, it is them that will either eat the fruit of their money or they will bear the losses. Shareholders have no say in how to run the company. They are the ones to decide to liquidate the company, but they have no say how to run the company. They could choose the directors, but the directors are the ones that they don't run the company either, but they appoint the management. The management runs the company. The directors decide on the strategy, and the shareholders eat the profits or bear the losses. So who is considered bial? So then a Maharam Shik says that shareholders are lenders, and when they invest money, they are lending money. It is not an acquisition. They are not considered bial. They are considered lenders. And the Talmud of the Shik, the Marshag, asks, so if they are lenders, who exactly is the borrower? They are the lenders and they are the borrowers. So could there be a lender when there is no borrower? So who is a bialim? If they are lenders, who is bialim? That would seem strange. So according to the Maharam Shik, the definition is exactly what the modern definition of a company is. A company is a legal and monetary entity. Who is the bialim? The company is the bialim. The corporation is the bialim. Shareholders invest their money, they get the profits, but they have only limited responsibility. And if the company loses money, you can't go either to the shareholders or to the directors and ask for personal responsibility. Anybody that invested lost, you can't go to the shareholders and ask them to fetch money out of their pockets. So the company is a legal entity. So the question would be, are companies mechuyev in lo yaroa v'lo yamotze? Probably the title was given to people, not to companies. Companies don't wear tzitzis. Companies don't daven. Companies don't put on tefillin. Why would companies have a problem holding chometz on Pesach? If it is not people that own the company, then the company is a legal entity. It is a monetary entity, and the halachas wouldn't apply to a company.
Perhaps you can sell the chometz to a company instead of a bank?
Maybe. You gotta find a company that's interested in buying your chometz. So, this is a big machloikis between the Maharam Shik, the Marshag, and some other gedolim. Do we find a similar Haggadah in Halacha? Yes, in my opinion, three. Three different sources in which we find a legal and monetary entity, not people. One is Hegdish. Who is Bailam on Hegdish? Hegdish is not only Karbonis. Hegdish was a big enterprise, a big business. Hegdish bought, Hegdish sold, Hegdish paid salaries. There were people working for Hegdish because the Beis HaMikdash was a huge structure. And they constantly bought animals for Karbonos Tzibur. They bought from Tumas HaLishkei. And there was maintenance to do. And therefore the Mishnah says in Kiddushin Daf Chof Ches, Rishus HaGvoya BeKesef, Rishus HaHegid BeChazok, Hegdish bought, Hegdish sold. People gave in the Dovas Lebedek Abayis. Some things Bedek Abayis actually used. Other things Bedek Abayis sold. And that was the responsibility of the Gizbar. The Gizbar was first and foremost an administrator. It was a big, big enterprise. So who was Baal HaMahekdesh? Who? Not people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Baal and everything. L'Shem Oretzum Eloyah. Hekdesh is a legal entity. No people are Baal. But obviously, there is money there. There is a building. There is structure. There are animals that are bought and sold. Hekdesh is a legal entity. The same Shevet Kehuna. Shevet Kehuna. Who do Matnes Kehuna belong to? Is it Shutfis? No. Cannot be defined as Shutfis. Because the basic insight of Shutfis is that all the partners have to take equal shares of the Shutfis. In Matnes Kehuna, that's not the case. Some Kahanim were popular and rich because people gave them a lot of matonis. Others probably were desperate and poor because people did not give them matonis. That is not a fair Shutfis. So obviously, Shevet Kin is not a Shutfis. So what is it? What is it? Is Shevet Kehuna a legal and monetary entity? Definitely yes. I have a raya from the Rambam, Perik Tes, Alocha Tes, from Hilchos Trumas. And this Rambam is not a Gemara, and therefore very few people know about this Rambam because the Halacha is only found in Tosefta, not in Shas Bavli. So the Rambam Perik Tes, Alocha Tes, and Hilchos Trumas writes that a Yisrael Shenoilad Bechor Be'edro, a Bechor was born in his herd of animals, he could feed that Bechor Truma. How could a Yisrael feel an animal Truma? Kinyan Kaspoy, Hu Yoichal Balachmoy. Because the Bechor is considered Kinyan Kaspoy. But he didn't give it to a Kohen yet. It's still in his possession. Well, you are responsible for that animal, but it no longer belongs to you. As it is born, Peter Rechem, it belongs to Shevet Kehuna, and therefore the animal is entitled to eat Truma. And this proves that Shevet Kehuna is Bailus, Bailus Mamash. Who is Bailim? Who? It cannot be defined as a Shutfis, as I explained before. There can be no Shutfis in which the Shutfim don't take an equal share. So Shevet Kehuna, just like Hekdesh, is a legal entity. Is Shevet Kehuna Mechuyev B'mitzvahs? That's a Mishnah in Psochim Mem Vav Omid Beis. Keitzad mafrishin chalan betumah. What does a person do if he has to be mafrish chala in yomtev, but the dough is tomei? Tumah tomei is also ba'achilin, so it isn't toichal nefesh, so you can't bake. So if it will be mafrish chala and he cannot bake that chala, because you cannot bake something on yomtev which is also ba'achilin, it is not toichal nefesh. So there's a machloikas, 3 days in the Mishnah. One says, first you bake it, when it is not challah, chulin betumah, mutar ba'achila. And after it is already baked, at that stage you're mafresh challah. Lechatchila tzorach lafresh challah min ha'iso. But in this case we have a problem. So we're going to be mafresh challah after it will be baked. The other shita says, tatl betzoinen, you cannot bake it. Try to dip it into cold water. It shouldn't become chometz. That's the best you could do. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Vekach Halocha in Rambam, Einze Chometz Shemez Oren Olov V'Bal Yeroeh. Rashi explains. You're Mafresh Chala, and it becomes Mumin Hashayit. So nobody is Oiver, V'Bal Yeroeh, V'Bal Yemotzeh. You aren't Oiver, because the moment you're Mafresh Chala, it's no longer yours. The Kohenim aren't Oiver because no Kohen was Zoicha. No Kohen was Zoicha, so the Kohenim aren't Oiver. The Yisrael isn't Oiver. So maybe Shevet Kehuna would be Oiver. No, Shevet Kin has no prohibition of Bal Yeroeh or Bal Yemotzeh. Shevet Kehuna is an entity. The Torah was given to people, to individuals. As long as a specific Kohen wasn't Zoicha, no one is Oiver in Bal Yeroeh or Bal Yemotzeh. Because the challah belongs to Shevet Kehuna, and a Shevet isn't mechuyev b'mitzvahs. The third makar is Medorim Memches Oilei Bavel. The Gemara says, when a person is oisa hanoa al chaveroi, his chaver can't walk into shul, because the shul is a shutvis, all people of the kehillah. So if somebody asad hanoa al chaveroi, can't come into shul, because one of the partners in the shul was oiso olecho hano. However, some places belong to oilei bavel. For instance, harabayis, one of the examples. To whom does harabayis belong? Oilei bavel. What does oilei bavel mean? When was that? 2,000 years ago? Yes. When Ezra and Nehemiah brought the people from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. What is the concept of Oile Babel? Oile Babel means it belongs to the people. To the Am. Belongs to Am Yisrael. Whom does Harabayas belong to? Not to Hegdish. Lokidiv reakzei sechoshin and simen reish. Oile Babel. Oile Babel is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is an entity. 60 years ago, in the first years of Medina Yisrael, there was a big machloikas of Hesh Pesach Frank, printed a tshuva in Har Tzvi, the Gevaldige Chiddush, that what belongs to the state is not mechuyev in Tumas HaMaisis. Tumas HaMaisis is upon people. Now, most of the fields in Eretz Yisrael, the agricultural fields, belong to the state. Keren Kayem Esli Yisrael, various different government agencies. So if we paskin that it's not Mechuyev Menatoyim Tumas HaMaisis, that's a tragedy, because there always will be a chashash of Mafresh Menachiyuv Al Aptur or Menaptur Al Achiyuv, because fruit is gathered from many, many different fields, some of them belonging to the state, some of them private property. And how could we be mafresh tumas hamaisis? There always will be a chashash mafresh menachiyu v'alaptur or menaptur alachiyu. So that was a big, big tumult between the gedolim many years ago. But the Pesach Pesach Frank argued, well, who is mechuyev l'hafresh tumas hamaisis? People are mechuyev, but if the field doesn't belong to anyone, then it belongs to an entity. It belongs to oile bavel. Lani esdaiti. We need to differentiate between three different gedorim in halach. Three different gedorim in halach. And I will try to make myself clear. Anything that has to do with din hamominis applies to everyone. To a corporation, to oil of bavel, to hegdish, to shevet kohuna. Lois sigzel and lois signov apply to everyone. Al shloish din vorem o oil amoimed, al oemes valadin va'ala sholoim. Din applies to everyone. Every entity has to deal with money, with yashas, ubetzedek, ubemishmo. All the mitzvahs sha'ala gavra, like bal yaroa v'bal yamotza, apply only to people and not to any other entity, as we prove from psochim mevov amedbeiz lagav bal yaroa v'bal yamotza b'momen hashayet. Trumas HaMaisis, I think Trumas HaMaisis, which is not a mitzvah shel agava, but al hachefza mistava, that only what belongs to a goy is exempt from Trumas HaMaisis. What belongs to the Jewish people, even if it doesn't belong to the individuals, Trumas HaMaisis has to do with Kedushas HaOretz. Kedushas HaOretz is definitely on the land, and it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Yesh koyach biyad akum lahafkia midei trumas hamaisis, but that is only land that belongs to a goy, and therefore lo kedivrei Har Tzvi, those fields that belong to the state, and that is a similar hagdora as oilei bavel, definitely are chayav b'trumas HaMaisis, because trumas HaMaisis is a mitzvah sha'al ha'chefze, and only from the chefze does it apply to the gavra. So lani esdati nere ikar, that you don't have to shell shares. even though you might have shares in a company that has chometz and matzah, me'ikar adin, you don't have to sell shares. So in all the shitre mechira of chometz, including my shtar mechira, we do sell shares. L'ravche de milsitz. After all, it's a machloik, it's between the achronim. But b'diyevet, if a person didn't sell shares he has in a company, I definitely would say there is no cheshash chometz over all of a Pesach, and he could hold those stocks b'yachar a Pesach. Chometz over all of a Pesach is the nisa de rabbonim, the sfeike de rabbonim lekula, and there are many tshuvas in achronim, various fakes regarding chometz over all of a Pesach, and generally we pass from lachol of a chometz. The sofer chometz over all of a Pesach. So we deal with two different shailas, and just for kitz and nimitz, another minute or two, just to deal with some other shailas that came in today. Someone asked if we sold an apartment or a room, and you get guests, could they sleep in that room? In all the shitra mechira, there is a stipulation that we keep the schus of drisas regal. Drisas regal means you could take something out of the room if you forgot something. Sometimes you need a medicine. Are we entitled to open up the cabinet that was sold to a goy to take out some medicine that we need? Yes, that is stipulated in the shtar that we have the right of the segel. But you cannot sell the apartment and use it just like you would use it any other time. So, R.I., you know, you could go in there. If you have a guest and the kids are making too much noise in the house and the guest wants to go in to take a nap in the room, yes, mokum lahokum. But setting up guests in the room that you sold and they should be there the entire Pesach, that definitely contradicts the very essence of mechira and of skills. So that would be the pshora, the way we would act with a room which was sold to the goy. So this is my last year in this visit in Los Angeles, and it was a tanuk to be here these few days and see the oilem and be marbit seira. And mezolon zechalam uzein in simchas and yishirol avachad kosher v'sameach, and we should be zoicha v'nisa nigalo v'nisa nasin leigol ki yemei tzeitchem me'eretz mitzrayim arenu niflois. The Bias Goel Sedek, Ben Hero, the Omega.